any progress in getting biologic markers to pick out people like this as opposed to people who don't respond?
Right. So I think we have tested, we have looked, but in the clinical practice in the community, I can tell you that academically, most of us think that maybe circulating VEGF levels may predict for who might and who might not benefit. But the reality is that in a community setting, we don't have a verifiable biomarker that can predict who will and who will not.
I mean, how about in a research setting? I mean, does circulating VEGF look like it's going to work?
Yes, circulating VEGF in retrospective studies looks positive. Hmm. We also know that there seems to be a bit of a difference, and we can talk about this later, between clear cell carcinoma and tumors that have other than clear cell components, because it appears that tumors with more non-clear cell components don't do as well.
And is there translational work to support why that's the case?
I think that if you ask me what's the key question that is unanswered in kidney cancer anti-angiogenesis therapy, it would be a very simple answer. We do not know whether the treatment is working on the adjacent endothelial cell or on the tumor cell itself. And until we understand that difference, we may not understand exactly how to best optimize the therapy.
Now, what about these issues as it relates to BEV, circulating VEGF, et cetera?
Right. So when you give a VEGF receptor TKI, sunitinib, sorafenib, new drug pazopanib, if it ever becomes available or when it becomes available, in response to the receptor inhibition, there is increase in circulating VEGF. So one of the differences between an antibody like bevacizumab and a TKI like sunitinib is that the circulating VEGF levels will be driven down by bevacizumab, where they won't be driven down by sunitinib.
But I mean, for example, has circulating VEGF pre-BEV been looked at as a predictor to respond to BEV?
We have not seen that data yet, although Bernard Escudier presented in abstract form in the session in the talk right after mine, at least a hypothesis-generating concept that people who had lower than median levels of circulating VEGF did differently than those with high circulating levels of VEGF pre-therapy. Those who had high VEGF levels pre-therapy didn't do as well as those that had lower VEGF levels.
And I assume that they looked at it afterwards and they dropped on the BEV?
Absolutely. They dropped uniformly.